Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okie dokie. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Hello.
And welcome.
To Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies or shows.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. I almost was like, why'd you make that distinction right
now? Did you change
that? I don't know why. Anyways, I'm Brie.
I'm Allie.
And today we are doing The Subtle Knife, aka
yes.
His Dark Materials Season 2.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have to. We got to finish it.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, season 9, episode Ghost. Reminder to all those, we now do video podcasts. So you can go to our YouTube's channel and watch us. I mean, we're just in our own little rooms doing our own little thing.
Yeah, we're not doing anything like super special, but you could see us now. And if you are an exclusive member and you just donate whatever you can, you could join us live. You could be here for the fun and excitement.
All of our mess ups and all of our cut that out. Don't put that in there.
Our tangents.
Yes. It's a fun time.
It really is.
can they comment? Like, are they watching live? Can they write to us and be like, hi? Or are they just going to watch
Do not know.
Someone should pay us.
Yeah,
and join.
To go join and tell us if you can comment or not.
Be our guinea pigs, please.
Right? Oh, look, here's a chat thing in the side. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Could they?
There's a public chat. So if people joined us, they could.
Wow. We would talk with you during it. That would be so cool because then you could be like, actually, you guys, this really happened. Or, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe when they changed this.
Can you stop talking about random shit? Get back to what we want.
Oh, I thought you were telling me that. I'm like, oh, no. I'm sorry. Like, shut your mouth, Allie. We're trying to do something. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Oh, man. Okay. Well, yeah, that's cool. Sorry, I'm exploring now all the things.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Anyways, all right. So, well, let's get to all the fun, shall we?
Let's
do it. Okay, I hear that you have a picture for us today. You deleted a message and you said, never mind. I'm going to talk about that on off script. If you don't have something, I have something.
That was, it can be our picture. I was like, that was actually just meant to be for you, but I forgot. Oh. But it can be our picture. It's fine.
I got something if you don't want it to be.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Me and John, we play Baldur's Gate with my cousins in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always like, I'll find a day after we play and I'm texting them like, hey, are you free this day? There was massive confusion in planning this month's Baldur's Gate. Okay. And so I was looking at August's calendar. Mm-hmm. Thinking it was July and said, hey, are you good to play on the 13th? Which I thought was a Thursday.
Okay.
And they text me and they're like, I can't remember what they said, but they made me realize that I was looking at the wrong. I think they were like, the 13th is a Monday, but yeah, that works for us. And I was like, okay. It's not a Monday. I just looked and then I pulled up my calendar and I was like, what the heck just happened? So then I was like, oh, shoot. No, I meant Thursday the 16th. But while we're at it, let's just schedule August 13th, too, if that's good for you guys.
Trying to not be like, I'm dumb and looking at the wrong date.
Exactly. And so they're like, yeah, 13th sounds great. So then on my way to work today, I get a text from my cousin saying, hey, are we still on for Baldur's Gate tonight?
Oh, because you meant to reschedule today.
Well, so I meant to push today to the 16th for Baldur's Gate. But then they text us this. So then on my way into work, I'm like, fuck, I don't really want to reschedule off script. But like also playing with my cousins is kind of like,
right.
I enjoy it. So I kind of want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, it's just super fun. And it's like a way for John to get to know my family. So it's nice.
Right, right.
So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll text Sally and see if we can reschedule. But John also has site visits super early tomorrow morning. So I was like, I really should just see if they can reschedule. And I was like, okay, no. First, I'll start with Allie and see if she can reschedule. If she can, mm-hmm. then cool, we'll keep it. But then I was like, okay, but I know it'll make John's life easier if we reschedule. So then my text to you was, okay, could we potentially reschedule off script tonight? Because I'm trying to play video games with my cousins, but we might be changing that day. So we might be still on for tonight. And it was all kinds of confusing. And so then I was like, when she reads this and asks, what the fuck do you mean? I'll explain it. But then I just like, I manned up and I was like, just ask Secret and Revan. They're not going to be pissed. Like, just be like, hey guys, can we do this? So I text them and I'm like, okay, we can totally make tonight work. But John, like, they can't play until 9 o'clock because of their work schedules.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be able to get on until 9. So I was like, if we play tonight, John will probably only be able to play for maybe an hour at most. So we can do it. It's just going to be a very, very short session. Or can we do Wednesday or Thursday? And they respond and we're like, Thursday. So then I just deleted the whole message to you because I was like, you don't need any bit of this confusing information.
Got it.
But then I also knew you would see deleted message.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't explain all of this now over text.
That's so funny. And over here, I'm like, oh, a good story for
Oscar. Oh, tell like... me. No, it's just, I didn't want to confuse you.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. Well, you're right. Okay, that works. Cool picture. Okay. Wow. Let's just keep going then, shall we? I don't believe there's trigger warnings. I think we're good. Okay.
Did we even give a trigger warning for last time when we had children deaths?
Children abductions and children deaths. Yeah. We sure did not. We did not. This one, I don't think there's any death by children in it. Does it? I don't remember. Somebody does die. There is a little death in here. Yeah. But
that one's, yeah, an adult.
Yeah. But
yeah.
All right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're good. All right. So here's our synopsis, shall we? As Lyra's journey continues, she meets Will, a boy from another world who possesses a mysterious knife capable of cutting between parallel universes. As the two become bound by fate, they are pulled into a growing war involving powerful forces seeking control of dust and the many worlds connected by hidden portals. Together, they must navigate danger, trust, and sacrifice as their choices begin to reshape the balance between the entire realities.
I just have one issue with that synopsis.
Okay.
A boy from another world who possesses a mysterious knife.
You're right. He didn't get it yet. Mm-hmm. He finds it.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Google. Get your Come shit on. Together.
This one was actually ChatGPT, so we'll see. This season I did AI to help me out, so let's see how sucky it is. But I typed for all of them though, so because you know how sometimes Google give me either book or movie adaptation, so I put give me a synopsis for both, and so
smart.
This is what it came up with. So
yeah,
you're right. Come on, chat.
Yeah.
What you doing?
I caught that. I was like,
good job.
Then I was like, hold on, wait. Am I just forgetting? And he does possess it in one of them. I was like, no.
He does not.
That whole scene does happen in both. So.
Yes, it does. It very much does.
He's like, you have a better knife than I do. I want it.
Right. Oh. All right. Well, our author is Philip Pullman, Sir Philip Pullman, director Jamie Childs, William McGregor, and Leanne Wilhelm, screenplay writer Jack Thorne, Nam Zikan, Francesca Gardner, Sarah Quintrell, and Jonathan Harbottle.
Harbottle.
Book came out July 22nd, 1997, and the show came out November 16th, 2020. That's 23-year difference.
Yeah, that is.
Mm-hmm. And what did we do first?
I watched the show first.
I read the book first. And what are our thoughts with season two slash book two?
I think it's funny because when I watched the show, I never really thought this because the show makes it like very much feel like one main overall overarching theme, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas when I was reading it, I sat there and I was like, how come I feel like we just dropped everything we had talked about in the first book and now we're picking up a whole new story just with the same characters?
You had said that when we hung out and I was like, I don't know. And then now that I fully watched it and I'm pretty much done with the third one, I'm like, I see what she's saying because you're right. It is just like, where the first one ends with, we're going to go collect or stop or get
we're
whatever.
We're going to go figure out dust.
Nothing involves that in this one. They kind of sort of start doing something with it in book three, but it's like just kidding. We forgot about our original plan. Now we have a new plan.
Yeah, pretty much. And I get that in the first book, it ends with them going through the window, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, Lyra has to figure some shit out because she doesn't know where she is. But first, where did Azrael go? You know, why is he not anywhere near? And then also, we don't start off with her. And it feels like she's been there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold on. So we're getting you a little bit after you've been like, oh, we should go figure out dust. And then, anyways.
Yep.
That's just my two cents.
Yes. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's enjoyable. It's fun. It's similar to the first one, but it's its own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Why did we pick it?
Because I wanted to cover his dark materials and we couldn't just cover one.
Right. That would be unfortunate because it ended on a cliffhanger.
But did we pick up that cliffhanger?
All right. Okay. So I have three fun facts for this one because, as I said last episode, there are not a whole bunch. So I just had to kind of divide and conquer them. So Daphne Keene, a.k.a. Lyra, and Will Keene, a.k.a. Father McPhail. Are real life father and daughter. This marks their second professional collaboration.
What's crazy is now that I know that, I see their similarities.
Yes.
But if I didn't know that, I never would have known that.
Right. How fun. Go to work with dad every day.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I mean, they didn't even really have any scenes together, too.
No,
so,
they did not.
They probably watched each other. Like, ooh, what you doing?
That's fun. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the first TV project for New Line Cinema.
That's cool.
Yep. And number three, author of the Dark Materials novels, Sir Philip Pullman, has on many occasions been savagely critical of the Narnia fantasies because we discussed that he is atheist, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Actor James McAvoy played Mr. Tumnus in it. So, and he's in this one. So sad.
James McAvoy's like, look, we can do both.
Yes. It's okay. All right. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Our book kicks off and...
Sorry, my notes are up here. So if you ever see me looking up...
No, you're fine.
Looking weird. That's me reading your notes and...
No, you're good. Just up, staring up.
No, my favorite... We're falling. Well,
who knocks
on the neighbor's door?
Don't worry, I remember. We're following Will, and he knocks on a neighbor's door. And he's like, hey, I need you to watch after my mom. And at first she's hesitant, but then she agrees. And then we get a little bit more background, like his mom, the way he describes her almost is like she has OCD and maybe
schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia,
like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I literally typed it right there. And both of those. Oh my gosh. Just read your notes, Allison.
You're like, I'm going to do this from the top of my head. Watch me. Do I need notes? No.
Oh my gosh. And so, so that's why his neighbor's like, I don't know. But he's like 12 years old, but he's been in control of mom and everything because he's really scared that state would come in and take her away and he'd go into foster care or whatever. And so he's very much protected of his mom. But something's about to go down. And so he needs her away safe with someone he can trust because he's about to have to dip out of there. And then we learn about his dad. Sorry, hold on. We learn about his dad. And he like went and did adventures and he went away on an adventure and he just never came home.
Okay. Well, I'm jump back into season one here.
Yes, because Will came in season one.
Yeah, Will comes in season one. I feel like he comes in where there's like either four or three episodes left in the season. And it felt weird. It felt what I didn't understand, especially since they did the first season so well, right? To me, especially like you've also now watched season two, so you've seen how they did it also with book three. It's almost like they are like, wow, this first part of the book is super boring. We want to just be able to jump right into the story and the meat of it.
Yeah.
But with following the rest of the story, it wouldn't have been super slow because it would have been fine. But I think it's just they were following TV show formulas where you follow one character, then you jump to this character and get more story. So there's Will there for you. And while we're with Will, I won't say it. There's a note that happens in season. Actually, no, I'll just say it here. And then when you talk about it later on in the book, I'll again bring it up and be like, actually, that happened in season one. Because in season one, one of the first scenes that we see with Will's mom to kind of reinforce that she's kind of crazy is she starts talking to Will about how he needs to take up his dad's mantle.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck? When that happened, I was not happy, but whatever. And then basically in the TV show, we get to see who essentially her quote unquote schizophrenic characters are that she's seeing. And it's literally all the Magisterium people. So then it makes me sit here and wonder, because never in the book do they say that that's what's been happening to his mom. It's just his mom is this crazy person.
Right.
So then I'm like, is this what he meant when he wrote this story? Because that would make so much sense. Because like all these people are coming to her like, we need that knife. We need your kid. We need your husband's letters. And she's like freaking out. So then she's like, I have to go tell Will because he has to be aware and he has to be safe and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then Will's mom also at some point tells Will that they still think that dad's alive, when I'm pretty positive in the book, don't they think he's dead?
No, I thought it was opposite. They were convinced he's dead in the show, when in the book, they're like, he's just away on an adventure, even though it's been, you know, 12 years.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. So these men start showing up at Will's. We're getting a little backstory of why Will is dropping his mom off. These men show up and is asking about his mom and dad. And he took control of the situation several times. He's like, you need to leave. Get out of our house. We don't want you here. But he knew that, or they knew he would never go to the cops to say these people keep bugging me because they would come and take his mom away. And they're looking for this little green like folder thing that holds a bunch of notes that
you're about to say this little green man.
Little green man.
I was like, what?
Little alien over there. Didn't we read the same story? What do you mean? So this like folder, it's a little green folder that has a bunch of like notes and letters from his dad to his mom. And his mom looks in it pretty regularly and reads it every once in a while. So now back to present, he drops his mom off and he goes back to his house and he's like, I gotta find this little packet. And he's looking and looking. He's like looked for 4 hours straight. He does not know where she hid it. And he just passes out and falls asleep on the bed. And then he woke up from like a dream and he knew exactly where it was. And he went to go get it. But the guys had also come into the house and they had broken in. And there became like a kerfuffle. And at one point he pushed one of the guys and he fell down the stairs and cracked his head open and blood. And so he knows, oh my gosh, I just killed a guy. And so he's on the run. And he found like this open portal window thing. And he's like, what the heck? And he walks through it.
And that is all in season one. And now we're in season two.
Okay. Perfect. Because that all happened. Yes. Just the wrong season. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's wandering around. He knows he's in a different world. Like something's just, it just feels off and like it's different. And there's nobody here. And he's looking around and he finds this little cafe and he goes inside and he's like trying to find himself some food or whatever. And then he sees a girl and they kind of attack each other because they don't know each other are safe. But she introduces herself as Lyra and they realize that they aren't from the same world and like they know different things. And like Will's like, hey, I'm going to make you an omelet. And she's like, what's an omelet? And she doesn't know how to like wash herself because the staff always wash her, or she doesn't know what electricity is or cars are. And like, so they're very different worlds. And Will sees her demon. He sees Pan and he kind of freaks out a little bit. And she freaks out because he doesn't have a demon, and they figure out what the demon is. And he's like, oh yeah, I think mine's inside me and all this sort of stuff. And he cooks breakfast and he's like, okay, now you clean up. I cooked. And she's like, what are you talking about? Why do we, I don't clean up the house. The staff do that.
Servants.
Yes. And he's like, no one's here. We're cleaning up. And he's always so good. He always like leaves money if he goes to get groceries somewhere or whatever, even though this town is empty. He makes sure to pay for his stuff. And eventually she's like, show me how you got in here. Because I'm looking for someone that knows about dust and I need to find somewhere, like somewhere to go. And he's like, I'll show you in the morning. I'm tired. And so he goes and takes a nap or sleeps. And Lyra's talking to her alethiometer and asks questions all about Will. And she finds out he was a murderer, but like a happy murderer. Like it's not bad. She's not scared.
A happy murderer.
A happy murderer.
So Lyra in the TV show doesn't trust the alethiometer. So she like doesn't want to touch it. She doesn't want to read it.
Oh, yeah. Because she blames it for Roger or something like that. Yeah. Or
she's like, the alethiometer didn't tell me that I was leading Roger to his death. And it is a bad thing. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. So she like doesn't touch it until the very end of the first episode. Mm-hmm. And I felt like when we saw Lyra in the TV show, she pretty quickly learned, or in the TV show, in the movie, book. God dang.
Which one
is it?
One of them.
In the book, I felt like when she read the alethiometer, she found out that he was a murderer. It happened pretty quick. Whereas the TV show, it was never mentioned until the end of episode one because I needed that cliffhanger for episode two. That's also, true. All throughout this, Will is getting visions randomly because he is knife bearer. And so he gets visions, apparently.
Which is made up from not the case.
Yeah. And also, I'm pretty sure it doesn't even happen anytime after season two.
No, because like, I forgot that even happened. Does it happen after he gets the knife?
Yeah.
It does happen after the knife. It's
all
just in season two.
Yeah.
So weird.
And season three happens. And yeah, I'm on the last two episodes and it did not happen.
Okay. I've watched one episode of three so far. But okay. All right. So here we are. And we got the good witch, Miss Serafina Pecola. And she's searching for one of her clan members, another little witch. And the other witches are like, she's over there. She's been kidnapped. And so she goes and she does like super sneaky, like witch magic where she's pretty much invisible. And this poor witch is being tortured. And Mrs. Coulter is pissed off because she's having a meeting with all these higher ups for the magisterium. And they've been keeping information about Lyra from her. And they said that they can find out more information, but they'll have to ask the lithiometer. And that's going to take a really long time because they're not like Lyra where they can like read it right away. They have to study it and do books and everything like that. And so she's like, or then they said, but we could ask the witch and she can tell us right away, but she's not. And she's like, I'll figure that out. So she goes in and she tortures this poor witch and gets all this information. And this poor witch is like begging for her death. And then death comes and like takes her away. And in witch life, death is good. And like, it's so nice and takes care of them. And so Serafina booked it out of there. And she is talking with someone else about Lord Asriel and about how he's been going against the church. So he seems to be doing the opposite that Mrs. Coulter is doing, because she seems to be working with the church. And our favorite little Texas guy, Lee, is coming up and he's talking with Serafina about what's going on. And he let them know that he's about to retire. Like, he's done with all this. Lee is like, hey, I was in retirement, but I want to make sure that Lyra is safe. So I'm going to help figure this out.
Yeah, all that happens. As I was reading that, I was getting confused, though, because I was like, interspersing stuff that happens in season three into this, because I'm pretty positive the witch that gets caught in season two, something happens to her later that I'm not gonna say.
I think so, because I think in like episode one,
yeah,
I think something happened to her in the episode.
Yeah, that's literally what I was just sitting here thinking. I was like, "Ooh, that's kind of different," and then I was like, "Nope, that's in a later episode." So this makes sense why this just happened and the rest of that did happen. So yes, that does happen.
Yeah,
not to be confused.
All right. Okay. So now we're with Will and Lyra again. And they're wandering around looking for someone in this town. And eventually they found two children. And okay. No, I'll finish first. Hang on. Yeah. And they said that there are no adults. The adults ran off because the specters are here. And these specters don't hurt children because they take their demons, but they don't take children's demons, only adult demons. And Will and Lyra are like, all right, we got to get out of here. Like, this is just crazy. I don't want anything taking our souls or anything. And so eventually they get to the window and they're back in Will's world. And Lyra is flabbergasted with all these changes. So like, it's Oxford, but it's not her Oxford. And it's like this is not supposed to be there. Something else is supposed to be there. Like, just everything is just switched up. And she actually did get hit by a car because she didn't know that they drove so fast and she got smashed and she's like, oh, I'm okay, blah, 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 blah. But I was like, what just happened?
I know. It's fine. It's okay.
It's okay. We're fine. And they quickly snuck off as people are like out of the car seeing if she's okay because they didn't want people to ask questions.
Call the cops.
Yes. And Will went and got some money out of his account because he knew, like, he's been taking care of his mom forever, so he knows all their bank stuff. So he took out some money.
In the TV show, Lyra right away asks Will about him being a murderer. And she's yes. like, hey, you're a murderer. Tell me about it. Who'd you murder?
Tell me more about that. Mm-hmm. And she's all nonchalant. She's like, it's okay. It's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, girl.
Okay.
That's right. Not what you should be saying, but okay. And then when they're out and about in Oxford, in Will's Oxford, she crosses paths with the snake demon man from season one, who she definitely saw at her mom's place, but for some reason in this season she has seemed to forget who he is and doesn't even put two and two together that he is like, this what? Dude. Yep. And then you were going to talk about the two girls, weren't you, Allie?
Yes. Is one of them one that was in the, like,
Last of
Angelica?
Us?
No. She looked like one of the
Game of Thrones?
Kids from the season one at the camp.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
You're talking about the famous like, one.
I was like, I'm pretty sure it's the famous one. It's the one that,
season one. The one in Game of Thrones and Last of Us?
I don't know. The main girl that talked. Yeah. She's probably the Last of Us. Okay. Sorry, I'm getting characters I forgot that we need to talk about in this season. I'm putting them in here.
Well, you're fine.
I'm multitasking. Okay. I thought that she looked like one that was in season one. And I was like, why are you here too? Like,
they're
did they think
just
we wouldn't recognize
you?
We did not recognize her because she was not there. And I thought she was. Okay. So Will called someone because he's been getting like trust money, I guess. Not trust money. What is it? Is it trust money? Just a regular payments from...
I think he's trying to get into his trust because he knows he has a trust.
Okay. Well, he's been getting regular payments from his dad, and he's trying to figure out where they're coming from and if his dad's alive and everything like this. And the guy's like, I can't give you information over the phone, but if you want to meet in person, he's like, I can't meet in person. Like, I'm kind of on a time crunch. And finally, the guy let him know, like, hey, your dad, I don't know if your dad's alive because he set up this trust for, like, years ago, and it's just been pulling money out of that, but I haven't heard from your dad since. And so he's kind of like, man, I wish I knew if he was alive.
Mm-hmm. Will doesn't do this over the phone. He actually does go do this in person in the TV show.
He does.
Yes. When Lyra runs off to the school.
Yes. Which is what we're going to talk about now. So Lyra went off and she found her scholar and named Mary something. Mary, whatever.
Malone?
Malone, yeah.
Marone?
And Malone, yep. And she used the alethiometer to figure out where she had to go, and she found her. And at first, this woman's skeptical. She's like, what? But then the alethiometer told Lyra to be truthful, so she kind of, like, spilled it all. Like, I would have been like, you're crazy. But she's like, let me tell you
everything. I trust you.
Yes. And so at one point, they're... Actually, before this even happened, Lyra is in this store, and there's, like, these skulls in there with, like, holes drilled in their heads. And she talked to the guy who has the snake demon, and but he's very, like, nonchalant and, like, doesn't let her know anything. And then she, like, goes off. And then she finds Mary, and then she had brought this up. She's like, yeah, I was in the shop, and I saw these skulls, and they had drilled holes in their head, and they you know, had something to do with dust, and that's what caught her attention, because she's like, oh my gosh, how do you know about this? And so they're chit-chatting, and they talk about the cave, which is this computer system that basically is an alethiometer for Mary. And but this woman's never been able to get it to work. I keep saying this woman because in my notes I did not know her name yet. Mary never was able to get it to work until Lyra's like, here, I'll show you how to do it. And she put, like, the sticky things on her head, and it, like, did all the things. And Mary's like, oh my gosh, how did you do that? And Lyra's like, oh shoot, I gotta go. And she's like, please come back tomorrow, like, so I can show people, because they're getting closed down, they have no money, so they're getting closed, shut down, and so they need to prove that it works so that they can stay open.
That does happen.
Yes. Yes, it does. All right. Okay, so Will is talking to someone about his dad, and this guy, he's talking to someone about his dad without the guy knowing specifically what he is trying to talk about. And there is this reporter there who's trying to get, like, details and trying to figure out things, and, like Will's realizing that, oh my gosh, this reporter, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm thoroughly confused. I don't remember a reporter.
Oh, the guy was telling him a story about these people. And one was this, like, reporter guy or whatever. And Will was, like, connecting dots. And he realized that the guy he's talking to him about is the guy that he ended up killing at his house by accident. And so he's just had to, he's like, I gotta go, because he starts feeling really sick, because Will's such a good kid, and he's like, feels awful that he killed someone. And so he's out of there, and he just feels so nauseous, and he had to meet up with Lyra anyways.
That does not happen in the show.
No. So Lyra uses her alethiometer and learned about Will's past some more, and he hated it. He's like, do not do that again, just ask me. And she's like, I'm sorry, yes, okay, I will not do it behind your back. And they walked around and they saw these kids that they had seen before, Angelica and whoever else. And they're beating this cat. And Will ran and stopped them. And Lyra found this so interesting because she never knew of, like, pets before. They didn't have pets at home. They had their demons. But Will was over there and he, like, helped, and he, like, kept the cat and, like, was caring for the cat. And Pan was also very interested in this cute little cat. He's like, oh, and he even turned into a cat so he could be, like, little kitty friends with him. And he ended up, Will decided to start reading all the letters that were in the green folder.
So in the book, when they come across this cat, Lyra keeps telling Will, this must be your demon. I think this is your demon. This must be your demon. Whereas in the TV show, she doesn't really care that he doesn't have a demon. She's just like,
he does not.
Oh, you don't? Cool. I do.
Yes.
And also, Will never really gets upset about her reading the alethiometer. He just kind of thinks it's cool and is always going to her and is like, use the alethiometer.
Yeah, he didn't care at all. Yeah. All right. So now we're jumping with Lee. Lee Scornsbert. What is it? Scornsby?
Scornsby. Scornsbert.
Scornsbert. Scornsby.
B.
Yeah. Scornsby. And he's with a group of people. And eventually he asked about dust. And
wait, Lee Scoresby, not Scorns.
Scoresby. Yeah. And he's like in the show, he was like in a bar. Was he like in a bar in the book too?
I thought so.
Okay.
But and I guess asking, I saw the TV show first, so that's not a great reference point for us.
I don't know. It seems like a Lee thing to do. So he's like in a bar and he's asking about dust. And he's asking about, is he asking about the person?
Roman.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's trying to figure out where this person is, learns about dust and all this sort of stuff. And he didn't get a great answer. He was attacked by one of the demons. I don't remember this, but maybe it's because it wasn't in the show.
Yeah, no.
So like he's leaving, I think, and someone comes after him and the demon attacks his little bunny rabbit demon.
Oh, yeah, actually.
He attacks the person, right?
Because I think he shoots the demon.
Yeah, that's right. And the they, but then they give him a ring.
No, they take a ring. They take the dead dude's ring. Yeah.
He died and he took his ring. And his bunny's like, are we sure about this? He's like, he doesn't need it anymore. And he took it.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. I'm on top now. I'm figuring it. Okay.
But that did not happen in the show.
No, that's why I was confused. All right. So Serafina is flying and her group get attacked. And she went down to try and help. And these kids are sobbing because their parents have been taken by the specters. And the guy explains to Serafina what the heck is happening. And Serafina's like, oh my gosh. Because she's in the new land now, which didn't have. So she's not used to the specters. So now she's catching up on what specters are. And they also told her about angels, and there's angels over there. And she looked at them and she's like, oh my gosh, like we haven't seen angels in forever. And she went and spoke to them, and they're on their way to help somebody. And she asked if it was Asriel, and they said, I don't know, but we're willing to help.
In the TV show, the specters seemed like such a bigger character and a bigger role than they actually were in the book. Like, I feel like they were mentioned a few times in the book, but like in the show, they were these big things to be so afraid of.
And so spooky. They were like these fog monster things, right?
Yeah.
And they attack demons only, right?
Adults only.
Well, yeah, but they're a demon.
Well, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. They didn't attack the people, right? So they just went after the demons. And I did not like that about this season. When everybody dies. Yeah. All their demons die, too.
And you
too.
See all their dust go into the dust,
Yeah, as soon as it turns to dust, that's fine. But you see the people in pain, and their poor little demons are also in pain. It's like, that's so sad. Mm-hmm. Like, you see these, you know, all these animals just suffering. I'm like, oh, I don't like this. It was sad.
Mm-hmm. Or like with the one that always gets me, where he's like, you can't go first.
I know. I was like, I already know. Okay. I'm past a certain spot in the third one, and I already like almost started bawling in my listening to it. I'm like, I'm gonna cry so hard when I watch it. When her and
oh my god, it's even worse in the show.
That's what I figured.
It's even worse.
My gosh. Does he turn into a dog like he does in the book? Because I'm gonna lose it.
No.
Okay. At least that.
Unless it's supposed to be a dog, it did not look like one to me.
Okay. I'm like.
No, it's except for I can't say shit.
I know.
That's a scene that I have some words on. Though.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
No, that one literally like when I read that part, I was fine. And I was like, I thought I cried during this part. And then I rewatched it and I'm just sobbing. And I think there's a part of that scene that's worse than the actual part.
Oh, okay.
And it's after.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Stay
and
tuned.
That's
next
what
week.
Gets me. Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, you'll find out what the heck we're talking about.
yeah. Kay. That's a tough part.
Anyways, so whose turn was it? What do we have?
Yours. Okay. On the Lyra went.
Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. So Lyra went to meet up with Mary, and she hurries, and Mary meets up with her and shoves her into the bathroom because people are there looking for her. Or did she go into the bathroom by herself?
She went. This was one of my notes because I don't think Mary in the book ever was like, hey, you need to leave right now. You need to go because people are looking for you. She does that in the
show.
That's
what I thought too, actually. And now that I said it out loud, I was like, no, Mary did not. So Lyra saw people and she dived into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And
Mary was like, no, don't worry. She'll be back. She'll be back.
Yes. And so Lyra's a really good liar. But in the moment, it turned out to be way harder than she thought and like anticipated. And she accidentally let slip that Will was with her. And she had promised Will she'd never betray him because they're in his world. So people are looking for him. And she ran. And she ended up running into the guy from the shop that she, with the skulls and everything, the demon snake guy. And she's ended up chatting with her.
This part, I never... again, it's like you never picture that these characters from book one are the same characters in book two, especially when it comes to the bad guys, right? Because there's never any mention of like, oh yeah, that's that guy from the party. Right. So then the TV show just makes it this same guy that we've been following this whole time.
You're right. It could have been someone different.
Mm-hmm. It could have been. So when I was watching it after I read it, I was like, oh, okay, this makes way more sense. Because again, like, how it's written, it almost feels like there's two, like, you know, sometimes when you're reading a book like this and it's fantasy and you're like, wow, too much shit is happening to you.
Yeah.
But like, because it's all the same characters, it ties together and it makes sense. These books just almost feel like, oh shit, everything just always happens to you.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. So this all happened. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So she gets home to Will and she's crying. She's like, I'm so sorry. I like spilled the beans. They know that you're here. I feel awful. And then she realized, oh my gosh, that guy pickpocketed me and he stole the alethiometer.
Oh,
yeah.
You forgot to mention because the alethiometer told her that she needed to help Will find his dad. And was like, well, I need to go learn about Dust first and then I'll help him with this.
That's right.
And then this is when all that shit happened.
Yes. And so Will's like, all right, we got to go get that back. So let's go on and go get it back. So they ended up figuring out where he lived because he gave her a little card, business card. And they went and confronted him. And sure enough, he had it. Like he willingly was like, yes, I have it. You can get it back when you get me this knife. I really want this knife. If you get me this knife, I will give this back to you. And they're like, fine, where is it? And they go on an adventure to get the knife.
Yep, that happens.
Okay. So they went to find the knife and they found this guy and he's like, I'm not giving it up. It's the only thing that's keeping me safe from these specters. It's mine. And they're like, okay, but we need it. And he was like, not gonna give it up.
Yep, that happens.
So the person that they're talking to, right?
Yes.
Where he's like, I'm not going to give it up, is a sibling of Angelica, which was the kid that was beating the cat. And they get into this huge fight.
Yes. What was it? Slap, slap. Calm down a bitch.
Yeah.
Calm down a bitch.
Calm down. So they found a kid and he's playing. Nope. I read that. This whole fight broke out and this grown up was involved who was the.
So it was his knife originally. Then this kid came and stole it from him.
Okay. And then Will and
so
Lyra
then this
show
guy
up.
Was kind of like waiting in the shadows to be like, ooh, who's gonna come and fight him for it?
Yes. And then he ends up kind of helping Will and Lyra a little bit. And Will ended up losing some fingers, which I always envisioned were the middle two, but it was not. Did it say in the book which two it were? Which was?
I knew which two it was supposed to be, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I imagine the middle two. But, so...
Why did you imagine the middle two? This poor dude walking around like this.
Spider-Man. He's got Spider-Man fingers forever. I don't know. Okay. So the specters were there too, but kids can't see them. So they didn't realize that, even though this kid is like, this is the only thing that keeps the specters away. And so they, Will and them, were able to get the knife. And Lyra recognizes that blade because it's the blade that almost was like on the guillotine that almost cut her and Pan apart. And so then they get the knife, and this other kid, did he get, the specters get him right then and there? Or he ended up leaving, or they knocked him out.
I think in the book, the specters got him like right then and there.
That's what I thought too. And so he's like soulless now and like zombie. And so now this old guy is like, hello, let me help you with this. But he's also really hurt. Didn't he get hurt in the book?
Will is. Will's really hurt. Not,
but the old guy's not. Okay. Then I'm thinking of a different scene. All right. So then the old guy's like, here, let me tell you how to use the knife. You cut open universes, blah, 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 blah. And you always must close it, pinch it closed, and all this sort of stuff. And, oh, that's right. Okay. So he wasn't hurt. But now that the knife has found its new knife bearer, he's like, I'm going to take poison and I'm just ready to be done so the searchers can't get to me. And Pan is like snuggling.
Searchers?
Specters. Specters. I couldn't remember what they were called. So in throughout all my notes, it's searchers or specters. So get ready for that. So Pan is like snuggling Will's missing fingers, and demons don't touch other people. And so that's like a big deal that Pan is like, oh, feel better. And they decide, you know what? We're going to keep this knife because this is a really cool knife and it's going to keep us safe. And we just found out you're the knife bearer, so we really can't give it up. But we're going to go get your compass back. Golden compass, your alethiometer, without giving over the knife.
Yes, the main big difference here is that the kid runs away and gets taken by the specters out in the streets.
Yeah. And did the guy take poison, or he's just like, I'm just gonna sit here and relax now in his little chair?
No, he did. I think he took pills. Oh, okay. But I mean,
same deal.
Same thing.
Yes. All right. So they went back to this guy's house. Some guy's house, the guy that stole the compass, his house. Yeah. And so Will cut a seam, and he's like Lyra with this knife, where he's like figured it out like right away. Like, I mean, he struggled for a good solid 5 minutes, and then he's like master of it now. And so he cuts open, they go into this guy's place, and Lyra saw, first the compass is gone. It's not where they thought it was. So now they have to come up with a new plan. And he went back to Lyra, and she's freaking out because she saw Mrs. Coulter there. And they went out and they listened to their conversation and they came up with a plan. And when Mrs. Coulter found out about the knife is when Lyra threw a rock at the window because she was talking to the guy with the snake demon. And they're trying. She's like, there's a knife, blah, 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 blah. And Lyra threw a rock at the window as a distraction. And they went in to steal the alethiometer. But then, like, the monkey came in to attack Will. But then the cat that was just a normal cat came in and saved and protected Will. And they got out of there. And Lyra was like, it's like he was your demon.
That's her favorite thing to say in the book. Yes.
It's your demon.
So in the TV show, Mrs. Coulter, we see her go and talk to Mary. Because Snake Man tells her that Lyra was with Mary talking to her about dust. I think he knows exactly what she's talking about, which is kind of crazy. So Mrs. Coulter is like, oh, I need to absolutely know what my daughter is up to. And she goes and talks to, and the Snake Man makes her change her clothes because she's too conspicuous. He's like, you're too obvious. Yeah. Change your clothes. I'm like, why? Again, this all could have been happening. It's just not written about. So who's to say that it didn't happen? It's just not there in the book.
Right.
And then, Allie, did you catch this? In the TV show, they make a comment that implies that Mrs. Coulter is a witch.
I didn't catch it here. But I don't know if it's first episode of season three or end of this season.
I think they make it much more obvious in season three. Yes, that's what they're saying.
Yes, they make it extremely obvious. Like, they flat out say it pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just not a thing in the book.
OK, I was going to ask. I have like 2 hours left. So maybe it's a surprise twist ending. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
Wild. I've been waiting for it to come up in the book. That's a huge change.
Massive. I think that's how they got away with making her monkey go through the vents.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's fucking dumb.
Super dumb. Like, why?
Yeah. I hate it.
Because she sucks as a witch, if that's it. Like, why aren't you flying around there, lady?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell? And why is your demon still silent?
Right. Poor little guy. You're the poor little monkey. Okay.
Well, I guess I'll just say this here because this happens in the TV show. At this point, Mrs. Coulter kills the snake demon man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also, apparently a witch shows up with Will and tells him about the prophecy, which I do not think that the children get told the prophecy in the book, which drives me insane because Lyra is very aware of the prophecy and is always talking about the prophecy in the show.
She overhears it at some point in the book, but they don't tell her.
Yep. And she's not like, I'm the girl, you're the boy.
Right. Yep. So Lee met up with Will's dad and they spoke together about what's happening and how Will's dad came to this new land and he ended up getting a demon. And they eventually went in the hot air balloon and start flying away. And they almost crashed, though, because something happened. Was that when all the Zeppelins were coming?
I think so, yeah. Because one of the guys didn't know what he was doing.
One of them didn't know. It couldn't have been Lee, but it sure didn't sound like Will's dad. Because Will's dad is a shaman, or a shaman, yeah, as they keep saying in the show.
And it drives me crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, is there a difference? I think it's the same thing.
I'm like, Lin-Manuel Miranda, why do you say it like that?
I know. Yeah, shaman. Is he trying to do his country accent? He just doesn't know how.
Probably.
But I feel like other characters called themselves or him that too.
Yep, they do.
Shaman. I don't know. Yep. But so he was able, he's like, I summoned you here. Did he say that in the book too or just the movie? Or show? I don't know. But
he did it in both.
He does like magic and not magic, not like witch magic, but other types of magic.
Mm-hmm. That happens in the show. Yes.
Sweet. Okay, so Will and Lyra are wandering around and they ran into Angelica and the rest of the kids and they had weapons and they're like, start attacking them. They're like, you caused my brother to, the specters took his soul, blah, blah, or his demon or whatever. And Lyra wants to cut a hole in the universe, but he's like, it's more complicated than that. We just can't cut a hole. Like, we might not end up in the, like, you can't just like, whoop, whoop, jump portals like that. So they ran into Angelica. They're attacking.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lyra's like, cut a hole in the universe. And Will's like, we can't do that. That's not how it works. And as they're running, they see Serafina's demon. And they're like, Lyra's like, we're safe. Oh, my gosh. And eventually, she couldn't come down right away because there were specters down there. But eventually, Serafina came down and was able to help them.
Yes, that happened. And one thing I want to say that I didn't say earlier, and I probably should have. When they were looking for the house that the snake demon guy lived in, they literally like spent a montage of them like running around the city that they're hanging out in with him cutting the knives. So we didn't pick it up like that in the TV
right.
show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of that does happen. Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing I'll say here too that we've already said in the previous episode. Pan just keeps having fucking conversations with everyone and like we'll literally just have one-on-ones with Will all the time.
yes he does. All right, so we're with Mary in her office and she's talking with a colleague about Lyra and how she got the cave to work and all this sort of stuff. And suddenly someone comes in and he's like talking about how he wants to support their project and everything like this, but he has stipulations. For example, they need to give him any information they have about Lyra. And she's not about to do this. And so she got terminated from the job or the project and everything like that. And her partner took over. So she grabbed some things and she left and she went to explore this tent, which I'm assuming she learned about. And I just forgot how she learned about it. And in this tent, she tricked the guard into thinking that she was a different colleague because she picked up that colleague's library card. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. OK, you can come in. And it was the slit in the universe. And she walked through.
So in the TV show, Mary has now been talking to the dust through the computer like Lyra taught her to. And the dust tells her that she's going to be very beneficial to the children's prophecy, basically, and that Mary is meant to help the children with what they're going to accomplish. So she's like, I'm going to go out on my own. And you see that she's like this aunt who her nieces and nephews love hanging out with because she gives them the like sugary sweets and all this. And her sister's like, oh, I think it's so great. You're going to go have a vacation. And she's like, sure.
Go study abroad.
Uh-huh. And then she tricks them into thinking she is Mrs. Coulter. And that's how she gets through the tent. Yep. Which is also funny because the tent is only at that one window because it's the same window that Will has already gone through multiple times now. And then randomly this one night where she's looking for it, she finds a tent. And then the next time Mrs. Coulter and the snake demon dude go through it, there's no tent.
Right. It's only supposed to be hidden this one time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay. The witches are trying to help Will heal his fingers. And they're trying, but it's not working. He's still bleeding a bunch, and he just is starting to feel, you know, lightheaded and not great. And he's kind of freaking out, and he shares his past to Lyra about his dad and everything like that. And he came to realize that the specters are probably what was freaking his mom out, and they were trying to come for her. And she just knew different things, like touching every single brick on the wall or whatever that would keep them away. I never, didn't really understand that because I never brought up again.
Mm-mm. I think it was just like
Will's trying to make himself feel better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
And think that his mom's not crazy.
Yes, because I'm like, that makes sense if it was brought up again and verified.
Yeah. Rather than just a one-off thing.
Yes. So the witches all had a council meeting about what they're going to do, and they were under agreement that they're all going to help Lyra. And if Lyra thinks that Will's important, then they're going to help Will as well.
Basically, all that happens except for Will trying to be like, oh, my mom must have saw the specters too. Because we've already seen that his mom already is aware of this world and aware of all the crazy shit that goes on. So there's no need for us to know or see that.
So Lee is transporting Will's dad to wherever they're supposed to be going. And they're just chatting about life and everything. And Lee sees kids on a playground down below. And dust creatures are all around them hovering. And they just act like nothing's there. And Will's dad explains that these are not searchers. What are they called?
Specters.
Specters. And they're waiting for the kids to turn old enough. And then they're going to take their demons. And so Lee could see that specters really hovered around a couple kids that were on the older side. And then they're looking out and they notice these zeppelins that are in front of them. And they are not friendly. So they're hurry up and they're trying to get out of there. And eventually Will's dad helps with a little magic and they're speeding out of sight. And so Lee falls asleep and he dreams about these creatures taking souls and everything like this. And he wakes up and he realizes he's not dreaming, and they go and they're in the middle of a battle. And Will's dad's like, hey, here's the game plan. We're going to fight. And he's like, hey, if it's the best for Lyra, I'm down to do it. But you better keep your promise in making sure that you're going to help Lyra. And he's like, absolutely. And Lee and his demon start shooting and taking out several of these guys, but they ended up getting shot pretty badly. And when he was with Serafina, she had given him this little flower and said, call me if you ever need help. And he remembered a little too late. So he called her, though, and then he was able to do like one more big shot and like blew something up and killed a bunch of people. But he ended up dying. I was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his little bunny.
He's sad. His bunny was so sweet. He was. The playground thing never happens. Also, you would almost think if specters were in this world that specters would be in all the worlds. Like, it seems like a big
my
big
guess
bad
is they
guy.
Can see them in this world,
but not in the others. But then adults wouldn't have their demons.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe like we have lost our souls because we have to go to work all the time, and we're just like, that's why
true
we
that.
Drag, and we're just like. Life sucks.
I hate being a specter.
I hate being an adult. Maybe that's why we all hate being an adult, because our souls have gotten stolen from us.
Stolen from us by a specter. Damn specter. Lee also does not end up taking a nap, but then the rest of that does happen.
Yes. We are now with Mrs. Coulter, and she is talking to the snake demon guy, and she sneakily puts something in his drink and poisons him. and he's like convulsing and calls out that a witch is hiding there. And so she then tortures the witch's demon, and the witch tells her everything. And we find out that Lyra, oh no, sorry, he didn't call out. She called her out. She was like, I know that you're there. And then she called the witch out and got her. And then we find out that Lyra is this generation's Eve. She's the new Eve of Adam and Eve. And Mrs. Coulter is determined to kill Lyra so that the fall will not happen again.
What's funny is in the TV show, I feel like once Mrs. Coulter figures that out, that's when she's like, oh shit, I need to protect her.
Yes.
Like, I need to make it so that she doesn't die.
Yes. Like, there was no protecting feeling at all in the book until at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Until that point. No, in the TV show, she's got a better thing. But I think it's also because in the TV show, we see the Magisterium always going after her. Whereas in the book, it's like barely mentioned. So Magisterium's going after her because she's Eve. Mrs. Coulter is like, oh shit, I need to protect my kid.
Yeah. She's getting her motherly instincts finally.
Yeah. Wow. It took her long enough.
So Will is sleeping and he decides he needs to go explore somewhere. Like, he gets that feeling. So he goes and...
Oh, wait.
Yes.
I'll say at this point in the TV show too, like, Mrs. Coulter just keeps hanging out with the specters now. And like chilling, and the specters keep coming, and like she just sits there and looks at them and like looks at her demon and is like, stop being a baby.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got them like under her thumb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Will goes off exploring and someone came for the knife, and they had this pretty good tiff kerfuffle and they fought for it. However, it ended and Will's hand, he's like, let me see your hand. And he takes his hand and he starts healing him. And he's talking with him. And this man says, hey, we need to find Lord Asriel and we need to help him. And this knife is going to help him. And talks about this battle between good and evil. And Will help the right side. He will be on the right side. Just keep doing what you're doing. And then all of a sudden something happens. And this witch or this demon comes out of nowhere and kills this man. And it turns out it was a witch's demon. And she's angry with this guy because she was in love with him. And she killed him because she was jealous about something or whatever. And Will's like, what the heck? Because right when he died, they both realized, oh my gosh, you're my dad. Oh my gosh, you're my kid. And so they both realized, oh wow, dad. And then he dies. And so like he's pissed and he tells the witch this. And she's like, I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. And she felt awful and then she killed herself. There's a trigger warning. Yepsies. So Will was on his way back down and he ran into these angels and they're like, hey, your dad did his job. He got to you. He told you you need to go to Lord Asriel. Now we're here to help you do that. And he's like, fine.
To Fort Asriel. Your notes.
Yes.
You got to get to Fort Asriel.
Get to Fort Asriel. He's like, fine, that's fine, whatever, but I have to go see Lyra first. And he walks back down to see where she was. And these witches are like demonless and they're like zombies. So the specters or someone had gotten there and Lyra's gone. But luckily her pack and the lithiometer was still there. So he snatched that up and that's where our story ends.
Yes. So this part pretty much happens except for the witch isn't what kills Will's dad. It's the Magisterium guys who were coming after Will's dad with Lee when Lee died finally like find him and are coming for him, and they go to shoot Will knowing who Will is, but Will's dad gives him a hug and turns so that he's then the one that gets shot,
which is so much more like makes so much more sense than this random witch like, oh, you broke my heart, let me kill you. Oh
yeah,
no, especially now I like feel bad. I killed myself.
There's been like this whole conversation where Will's like, no, he wouldn't have cheated on my mom. So you have the wrong guy.
Yeah. It was such like, a random weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. The author was like, I don't know how to make his dad die. We're just going to make this crap up right now.
Yeah. Obviously. Here's the problem with if he had followed like a story, not that he wasn't following a story, but like if he tied it together like the TV show did, he would have had the most perfect way to kill his dad.
Right.
But instead, had to throw in some more witches.
Just some random thing.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. All right. Cool. And then Lyra, that part happened, right? He goes and finds Lyra missing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. That's it.
Yeah, it is.
Rocking.
We did episode 2.
Yeah, yes. We are. All right. So IMDb cast. Nope.
Credited.
166 people for the whole series. And today we're going to talk about Will Perry, who was played by Amir Wilson.
I love him.
I thought he was so good.
I think he's so good as well.
Mm-hmm. At first I was like, I don't know. But then he's like, oh, you're perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love him.
Yep. Ruta Gedmintas. She's Serafina Pecola.
She did really good too. Mm-hmm. Except for, man, did you realize that most of her scenes, they have to have her on wires or something, but she's always just like this.
Yes. Her flying is weird.
Yeah, I watched it. I'm like, oh, this poor chick. Every time. That's pretty much your whole scene.
Yes. We have Lin-Manuel Miranda. Did I say it right? Miranda?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Lee Scoresby.
I love Lin so much.
I love him. Mm-hmm. I just watched last night, while I was finishing our website, I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I forgot he's in an episode of it. And
he is?
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, I love you.
I was the kind of person who stayed away from Hamilton. I was like, nah, mm-hmm. You all are fucking insane. Why do you like this? And mm-hmm. then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then Disney released it. And I was like, fucking fine. If Disney's releasing, I'll watch it. And then I watched it when it was streaming. And then I was obsessed. And I was like, the fact that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote that whole damn thing, including all the songs, mm-hmm. and then stars as Hamilton.
Yes. Like, God, I know. Dude. I've only watched it when we went to Westport that one time. Mm-hmm. So we weren't really watching it. So I need to sit down and try it because everybody that I talk to says it's so good. And I love him.
I love it. It's so good. And like, you don't realize, like, I didn't know that part of our history until I watched it.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try it. And then we have Cristela Alonso played Hester, which is Lee's little bunny rabbit.
She's so cute.
She was good. She died so sadly.
Yeah, she did.
Bella Ramsey played Angelica.
She does so good.
She's like a mean girl. She is.
Yeah.
She's a scary mean girl.
She is.
We have Andrew Scott played John Perry.
I love him so much.
He's what is he from? What do I know him from?
I'm pretty sure he's in Sherlock, but I don't know if you know him from that.
I do know Sherlock. Like with, what's his name?
Oh, he's the bad guy with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
He's the opposite of Sherlock. He's the guy who's always going after Sherlock.
Oh, then that's what I know him from.
Yeah, I love him. He's so good.
Cool. Okay. And then we didn't do this girl last time. I feel like we should have. Nina Sosana. Did I say it right? Sosana? Sosania?
Yeah.
Played Aline Perry, Will's mom.
The reason you didn't is because her character's in this book the majority of the time. But
that's probably why I didn't do
she's
it.
She's in the show.
That's exactly
mainly
why.
In season one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I love her. She's in Doctor Who. And so when I saw her in this, I was like, ah, I'm so excited.
I liked her a lot. She did a good job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to do this guy. Arian Bakar. He's the snake demon guy.
Oh, yeah. You do have to do him.
I was like, season 3? Really? Does he come back from death?
Yeah, no. No.
Okay.
He does really good. And I kind of wish the book made that character tie in throughout the whole story like the show does.
Yes. Yeah. I liked him. He was a good, like, creepy guy. Like, what you gonna do?
And he's also, it's so scary to realize because he looks like someone I would trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another reason why he's so good, because he looks like someone I could just go up and be like, hey, buddy, help.
Yeah. And when he was honestly like, Lyra, are you okay? Come in my car. Like, mm-hmm. he did.
Why wouldn't I trust you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeek. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, that's it. That's who we're going to talk about this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do the characters stay true to how they're written?
Pretty sure they do.
Yeah. They're just added details like we...
Yeah. I guess to Pan, but the fact that he's just talking to everyone. But
right.
Other than that, yeah.
I'd say yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer?
I think this is hilarious. I didn't talk about this in the last episode, but I'm going to talk about it here because I prefer the TV show. Which
me too. Why do you?
Thoroughly shocked me because I read the first book, absolutely adored the first book, and was like, oh, I think this is about to be a book series that I end up liking more than the TV show that got me into this series. Mm-hmm. Then I listened to the second book. And I think it did not help that it doesn't tie in. Like, I don't want to say that it doesn't tie in, because obviously the story still continues-ish, right? But there is no, like, when you finish Harry Potter, you go from book 5 to book 6. They talk a little bit about, like, what just happened in that last book and how they're feeling about it. And, shit, this is how we're going to go through it. Whereas in this, it was just kind of like, aha, here's our new thing.
Right, right.
And I was then thoroughly confused, because I'm like, the writing style didn't change. This is basically how the first book was, too. Why didn't I have issues with that? And then Allie pointed out, she was like, you read that first book, right? You didn't listen. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So I don't know if I physically read this book, if I would like it more. But TV show all the way now.
Because this is all, like, it's not like a boring one narrator reading. It's a whole cast audiobook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't like, they had music that came in at the end and start of the chapters, and they didn't have it quiet enough. So I felt like the dude was like yelling over the music.
That was different from book one. They did like, because book one had parts, right? Didn't it have like part one, part two, mm-hmm, but it had chapters. Mm-hmm. So they did the music for the parts, but they did not do it for every chapter.
Well, that makes sense. That would be smart. And then book three, they just cut it out.
Yes, all together.
I was like, okay, why couldn't we do this from the start?
Oh, it's so funny. But yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. So I also prefer the show. I just think it's like makes more sense and it's enjoyable mm-hmm. to watch. And Riley, because they sleep in my room on the weekends, so I'm like, fine, but I'm watching my show every once in a while. So she'll watch the episode I'm on. And she's like, can we go back and rewatch the whole thing? And I was like, yes, as soon as I'm not on a time crunch that I have to get these done.
Yes,
we can. But
we will watch this.
Yeah. Tyler's like, is that the polar bear show? And I'm like, yes, it is the polar bear show, because that was the first episode they watched.
Cute.
Yeah, very cute. Would you recommend it to a friend?
Yeah, I would. Even the book, because even though I didn't really enjoy the book, it was still a good book. So
yeah,
like,
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go, you guys. We officially have a website. This website.
Allie officially finished it today.
I'm so excited. from recording, you guys, yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's like what? July 13th. So yesterday. Mm-hmm. No, day before, I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
I got your text, and at first I was like, you didn't stay up that late, did you? And then I looked at the time, and I was like, holy fuck, it's 4:20 when she texted me.
4 o'clock in the morning, I was like, I finished the website, but tomorrow I have to finish the
mobile site.
And the stupid thing about the mobile site is just so annoying. It's like, everything's like brought far down on the page, so you have to like pull it all up, and it's just... It's all
annoying.
There, but I have to just move it and it takes forever and everything like that. So then I was up until 3 o'clock last night finishing it. Went to bed an hour earlier, so that's good. But it's officially done. This website went off script.
And it looks great.
Thank you. I'm so proud of it. I'm like,
good work.
Oh, thank God I'm done. So yes, if you go to our website, it'll has a little link to like our old website. It has a link to bring you to the new website. And there's lots of fun to do on that new website.
It really is.
For example.
But there's a lot to look at. Yeah. Tell them all about it, Allie. This is all you.
Okay.
Your show and tell corner.
Oh, thanks. So it has our homepage, right? And like a normal homepage. Like a lot of it looks the same. Now, the thing is, though, that I have to figure out if I want to change. There's a lot of like almost, they're not supposed to be secret buttons, but they are secret buttons. So like on the homepage, it has next episode. If you click on that, it'll bring you to our Spotify playlist, but it doesn't really look like a button, so I'm gonna tell y'all right now. And so I might go in and hit click here or whatever on things.
Well, I definitely when I went and looked at it, I clicked on all the random secret buttons, because to me I was like, oh, is that, can I click on that and go there? And
oh, then, good. Okay, yeah, then maybe I won't, because so, I just thought it looked lame if I put click here on everything, so I didn't do that.
I think you did fine.
Okay, good. So then we have our About Us page, which has all the same information as the last one, but it's cute.
It really is. It's much cuter.
Oh, thanks.
I feel. Did you add more pictures too?
No, those are all the same pictures.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It felt like there was more.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I think I changed. I might have changed a couple pictures. Maybe that's what
it was. Okay.
Well, on our episodes page, I actually really like this page. We couldn't attach like almost like a Spotify playlist on our episode page. So what you can do is there's a play all episode button. You click that and it'll bring you to Spotify. Or if you scroll down, it has like our top 15 episodes for random things. So like our first episode, our most listened to episode, an interview we did, best adaptation, worst adaptation, the biggest twist, Bree's favorite, Allie's favorite, chat with the fans, off script goes remote, biggest surprise, rated PG, a kid episode, guest stars, minisodes, and one of our recaps.
Shoot. I feel like the biggest twist should have been Wuthering Heights because it was a twist for when we recorded. I can't remember why. Why was it a twist?
Just because I liked the movie more and you were shocked at that.
Why was I shocked at that? That seems like...
Because we were going on a walk all the time and I didn't let you know at all my feelings and you hated the movie, so you assumed I would too.
That's true. I did.
Here's my thoughts for this is either during the seasons or at the end during our breaks.
Of the season.
We'll just switch things up. Like, so I'll put a new recap in there. We'll put a different minisode, a different kid episode, different twist episode. So it'll update and change.
It changes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I like it.
Cool. And then we have our typical schedule page with everything that's coming out this season. Our theory page, which is all the same too. Our merch shop. So this one, another one I couldn't, when you click on merch shop on our other website, it would bring you straight to the shop. It wouldn't let us do that for this one. But we have a button that says shop now. You can click on that and it'll open to the shop. Or it has right now 6 highlighted cute little things just to look at that you can click and it'll bring you there too.
I like it.
Our bonus features slide or page is just explaining everything that you can get if you donate. Yeah, which is deleted scenes, aka moments that you've never seen before. You get the full episode
seen or heard before.
Yes. Full uncut episode.
Uncutted.
Uncutted. Front row seats, which is what we had talked about, where you could come and watch us live as we record.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And advanced screening, which means on Fridays you can get the episodes versus on Mondays.
Mondays.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go there and you can click and subscribe. Do we have a minimum payment to get all these things? Or they could honestly just donate $1 and get all this stuff.
Honestly, donate $1 and get all this stuff.
What a steal, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our contact page, which has all the same information. It has our inbox where you can write us about anything. It has our newsletter where you can sign up and get a newsletter. And it has our place where you can request bookmarks to go and
spread the word about Offscript.
Yep. And then at the very bottom there, it has all of our links to our socials, our Spotify, our Insta, our Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Patreon.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Go click on all of it, everyone.
Yes. Go have fun. Explore.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Again, that was this website, wentoffscript.com. And yeah, while you're there, you should go subscribe to us. First off, why aren't you already subscribed?
Duh.
That would help us so much.
So much.
And go ahead and give us some reviews, some ratings. Mm-hmm. That would be great. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, you could comment in our comment section.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what'd you like about this episode?
Cool effect.
Yes. You could also do that on Spotify, too. Tell us what you thought of the episode.
Exactly. And if you comment on specific episodes and say, actually, this happened, or, oh my gosh, I loved this, blah, 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 we will read it on our recap episodes. We'll highlight you and share your comments. Unless you put, please don't share
that. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Unless it's mean, we don't read those.
No, we don't read mean comments. No. We keep negativity to yourself.
Yeah. Gross.
What's always the saying? It's like, you don't have something nice to say, don't say
don't
anything
say
at all.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, maybe so. I don't know.
I think I was going to have us try and record one tonight, but I'm tired. So I'm like, we could start that in the future. But yeah,
yes.
I think we'll be able to start doing that soon.
All right. Sounds good. And Monday, we got the episode. Season 3 of His Dark Materials, The Amber Spyglass.
The end of it all.
Yes.
Yep. No, I was fine with you saying that.
Okay. I thought you were going to say it, but you said the end of it all. I thought you were going to say the amber spyglass. I'm like, oh, no, I cut her off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, I was just saying it was the end. It was the end. And then we're going to jump into other birthday picks for me.
Yes.
Wonder what they are.
If you go to our website, you can find out.
What's funny is this birthday season, I picked some fucking weird ones. Okay. Anyway.
I'm excited to read some of them. One I'm not so excited to read, but
That what sucks is that's the one that I was the most excited about.
Oh, we'll get there. Shoot.
Yeah. I'll talk about it all during that episode.
Okie dokie. Anyway,
with that, His Dark Materials season 2 went off script. Oh, yep, I forgot about that. How come I always do this once a season? I'm gonna restart that.
I don't need Allie in here. No, I got this all by myself.
His Dark Materials season 2
went off script.
Bye. Oh no! Oh,
so funny.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout out to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.